Good evening, everyone. I call the May 2nd, 2022 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you very much. At this time, I would like to invite our friends from Greenwood Elementary School to please come up to the podium here and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, then we're going to play the national anthem, then I'm going to come back to the Greenwood students. So Paul right here is going to help you with that.
You gotta talk close to the mic, okay?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Well, first of all, guys, thank you very much. That was outstanding work. Now, I believe you have, if you can introduce yourself to everybody, we'd love to hear from you. Just grab that mic and speak right into it. It's hard to hear in here.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hi, my name's Hannah, and I'm the Greenwood Elementary School Student Council President. I'm here tonight to tell you about... I'm here tonight to tell you about our upcoming school fundraiser. We're hosting a color run at our school on Sunday, May 15th. If you have never heard of a color run before, or if you have never been to one, it's super fun, and we invite you all to join us. I must warn you, though, it gets very messy. All of the student participants receive a white t-shirt. We run around the outside of the school, and at each corner, parents and teachers spray us with color dust. We can run around the school as many times as we want. No matter how long you run, you're usually covered head to toe in color. we are a walking rainbow. And then we turn the bottles on our teachers and faculty, and we spray them to raise even more money for our school. The Color Run is Greenwood's largest and funnest fundraiser of the year. The money we raise goes directly to the school and helps fund things like field trips, assemblies, school events, and extra books for the library, and so much more. Our goal this year is to raise $15,000, and I know we will reach it with the with the support of our community. If you would like to make a donation or sponsor our event, please pick up one of these forms before you leave tonight.
All right.
Thank you for your time and consideration. Again, everyone is welcome to see us in action on Sunday, May 15th. The run kicks off at 11:45 a.m. on Greenwood Avenue. I'm warning you, though, you may look like a rainbow when you leave. Have a great night, and thank you for the opportunity to speak about Greenwood Elementary's colorful fundraiser.
Well, Madam President, you did a great job. So thank you very much. Do you want to introduce your friends that came here as well? We just want to thank them. Yeah, Ed's got a lot of money. Get him to.
Hi, my name is Dylan D'Antonio, and my dad works for the war.
All right. Hi, Dylan.
Hi. Whatever your name is.
Hi, my name is Francisco.
Hi, my name is Sasha Hockman.
Sasha's my sister.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. You did excellent, and we look forward to your color run. And I also want to mention that your school also raised and has been donating $900 to the International Committee of the Red Cross for Ukraine crisis. So I just want to thank you for that as well. If we could all give everybody them a round of applause for that great work. I think we got some future council people in here tonight, so everybody, you know, be aware. All right. Yeah. Thank you. We will finish general communications. Okay. Under general communications, this is for announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I do have one announcement. I want to congratulate Ward 2 City Councilman Jeremy Ricks. Him and his wife Monica celebrated their wedding this weekend, so congratulations. Councilman Ricks and Monica actually got married last year, but they had to postpone the reception, as we all know why, with COVID. So they were able to celebrate this weekend with family and friends, and they already got the 1 year down and the rest of the life to go. So congratulations, Councilman Rex. Councilman Rex.
Thank you all. It was great to see so many folks there, and we really lucked out on the weather too. I also just have a brief general communication. We have a Norwood Neighborhood Association meeting coming up this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, at the Norwood Boys and Girls Club, and Mayor Picozzi will be presenting that evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything for general communications? Councilman Gephardt.
Well, I have two. So this Thursday evening, I think Jeremy said Wednesday, we have a neighborhood meeting in Pottawamat at the Pottawamat Fire Station Community Room. It's at 5 p.m. And the mayor will also be there. And then I have a more somber one. I was alerted today that Mrs. McKeever, a teacher at Tollgate, unfortunately lost her battle with cancer. So if we could have a brief moment of silence.
Thank you. We'll have a moment of silence for her. And also her daughter is a teacher at Cedar Hill Elementary. So they're really ingrained in our community. So if we could have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I ask the Madam President a question concerning through using general announcements?
Sure.
Thank you. Madam President, my name's Tim Howe. I live in Ward 3. I just have a quick question. Is this something that the students, only the students can participate in the running, or are other children allowed to participate, or is it this, for students? Oh, yeah, but use your sergeant of the arms.
I can't get it. Okay, so siblings can also participate, and I believe other children.
Wonderful. Okay, we can find verification. Thank you, Madam President, Mr. President.
Thank you. Anything else under general communications? All right, hearing none, we'll move to executive communications. There are none. I would like to have a motion for the acceptance of the minutes of the council meeting held on April 18th, 2022. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you very much. We are now going to pause the council meeting. We're going to go back into committees. However, I'm going to ask if we could move to the Public Facilities Committee. We are just going to be opening up some bids there, and then we'll close that out and we'll go back into finance. So if we could have the Public Facilities Committee meet, they're going to announce the bids for a school.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 7:19 p.m. First up, we have the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on February 23, 2022. Do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
3-0. All right. The one item on the agenda is the opening and announcement of bids received for bid 2022-272, sale of a former John Wicks school building and property, plat 347, lot 476. No votes will be taken on this item. Take it away.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Pat Pashker. I'm here from Purchasing. I'm here to open the bids for RFP 2022-272, sale of former John Wicks school building and property, plat 347, lot 476. This bid was properly advertised. We were accepting bids today until 4 p.m. The submissions we have. Apparently, we have four submissions, which I'll be opening. At that time, what I'll be doing is reading the name of the company and the amount that has been offered. After the bids are opening, the department, I will take everything with me tonight. Then I'll be giving the department head a copy. That they will then review them, come up with a recommendation, and that would be coming to council in the future. That being said, I'm going to start off with, in no certain order, the first submission. First submission is from Link Commercial Properties, LLC. And the amount is $2,100,000. If you just want to verify my numbers.
Verified, $2.1 million, Link Commercial Properties, LLC.
The next submission is from 420 Corp. And the amount is $780,000.
Verified $780,000 is the bid from 420 Corporation or assignee.
The third submission is from Shoreline Properties, Inc., and the amount is $1,890,000.
Verified. The bid from Shoreline Properties is in the amount of $1,890,000.
And the final submission is from St. Paul Housing Corp. And the amount is $1,601,010.
Verified. St. Paul Housing Corporation has $1,601,010.
And that concludes my opening. Thank you.
Thank you. We have verified the four bids that had been under seal until the opening of this committee meeting. This concludes the agenda, and we shall await the recommendations of the Planning Department before taking any further action on this item. The Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to close at 7:25 p.m.
Thank you very much. We are now going to go back into the Finance Committee. This was paused before the council meeting that started at 7. So, Chairman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item up for discussion in the Finance Committee is bid 2022-413, police DIMS upgrade. Good evening, Major Lima. Councilman Lattiser, at your request.
Thank you. Major, in your bid, you're calling for, I believe it's 10 radios for a total cost of $30,598. And you go on to say...
Excuse me, Councilman. I'm sorry. Councilman Gebhardt?
Say what?
We're on bid 2022-413.
2022-413. Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped ahead.
Thank you, Councilman.
Page 48.
Yes, 48.
Yeah, that's the one. No, I guess it's not. Bear with me 1 minute. I'll pass on that one, Chairman.
Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next bid to be discussed per request of Councilman Lattiser is on page 54, 2022-411, purchase APX 4500 portable radios and equipment. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, so to continue, you're calling for 10 radios, and you're stating that they'll be outfitted in the 14 new police cruisers. Not quite sure how that's going to work out, 10 radios and 14 cars.
Yeah, so we only have so much money to spend. So all we could afford was 10 right now. We have older radios that are currently in some of our other cars, so we're just have to use those older radios on those four until next year when we're able to purchase some more radios and finally catch up to the times and get the radios that should be in the cars.
Got it. Okay, so it's 10 radios and 10 of the 14 new vehicles. Got it.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Thank you, Councilman. The next item up for discussion is bid 2022-410, purchase of APX 4000 portable radios and equipment. This is found on page 64. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, how old are the radios that you're going to be replacing?
We have basically three generations of radios out there. The ones that we want to purchase are the newer model. We have about 23 XTL 2500s, which are, you know, about 8 to 12 years old. And our HT 1000s, we have 24 of those still on the road right now with officers. And they're at least about 20 years old. I can tell you I've been on for 18 years, and I first had one of those when I started. So.
And these are the radios that the officers carry on them the entire time they're on duty, right?
That's correct. This is another thing that we're trying to upgrade. Again, we only have so much money, so you know we're only able to purchase 8 right now, and every year we're trying to keep, you know, add more and more to the current inventory.
So you're going to be putting a plan in place to, you know, on a continual basis.
That's correct.
Replace these radios.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm all set on that, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other further questions or comments from the committee? Any further questions, comments from council? Further questions, comments from the public? Thank you. The next item, the bid to be discussed, is bid 2022-375, janitorial and cleaning supplies. That is found on page 101. And Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Christy, this says the new contract will be effective June 25th of 2022 to June 24th, 2023. How much of monies will be allocated to this fiscal year?
Probably none. It's only 5 days. And I think at that point, we might be restricted from purchasing through Munis. So it's only 5 days of fiscal year 22. So we probably won't purchase anything.
Okay. So basically, the entire amount will go into the 2022-3 fiscal year.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions, comments from the committee? Questions, comments on this bid from the council? Questions, comments from the public? Thank you, Councilman. The next item up for discussion is on page 110, bid 2022-379, traffic signs, channel posts, and materials. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. So you're awarding to three of the vendors. I have no problem with that. My question is, with American Traffic, they bid on a minimal amount of materials. Would you be using them for any of the items that they did not bid on?
No, we wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Councilman. Any follow-up questions from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item up for discussion is bid 2021-270, radiator manufacturer and or repairs. This is found on page 116, Councilman Lattisor.
I'll pass, Chairman. I got my answer on that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Was there any further discussion from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public?
Oh, Chairman, sorry. No.
Oh, we got to move on. No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was looking Councilman at the wrong item. So, Christy, as I was going through some numbers here, the Brooklyn General Repair, they submitted this vendor cost sheet, and their percentage of markup is 29%, correct?
This request is, it says 29%.
Yeah, they have a percentage over vendor cost of 29%.
Correct.
I ran the math on their calculations for net prices. I don't find any of one, not one of them, to be at 29%. They're actually 41%, assuming my math is correct. And you can certainly double check that. But if you put a 29% markup on $592.14, I come up with $763.86.
So this bid is not a new award. This is an extension of a contract that was already approved. Because we had gone out to bid, didn't receive any responses. It's back out to bid, rebid right now. But in the meantime, we need to make sure that we have these services. I will go back and verify the pricing for the invoices that we've already paid and ensure that anything that we have coming forward is as it should be.
But this is what was submitted to us for consideration with this bid.
Correct.
And their math, and feel free to double check my math, anyone, 29% markup on any of these numbers is not what those net prices are. So I just want to be sure that if in fact we're using any of these items, that we're not paying 41%, we're paying 29%.
No, I understand. This bid started June 5th, 2021. So I will just double check that.
Thank you. Christy, if you could just get back to me on that too. And so this bid goes back to when?
It was originally awarded in June. The contract started June 5th, 2021. It was set to expire this June 4th, 22. We went out to bid. We didn't receive any responses. We went back out to rebid. And in the meantime, we're requesting to extend this contract so we can still make sure that we can do the radiator work should something happen.
So this this vendor cost sheet that we have in our bid package, excuse me, is that applicable to this new bid, or were these the items that were applicable to the previous?
This bid? Isn't a new bid. This is a 612, so it's an alteration to contract to extend the expiration to September 4th and just increase the cap amount so we can do any radiator repairs that we need to do until we can get the new bid in place.
So wouldn't you need to go back and check out these other items over
right.
this that's, contract and make sure that
that's
what,
we, I,
what
that's
we've
what
been
I
getting
said.
Billed? Is,
I would go back and okay. double check them.
Okay, just keep me updated on that, Christy, if you okay. could, please. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public? Neil, you got anything to add?
No.
Thank you. That concludes the bid package at this time. If I may have a motion on the full consent calendar. I apologize. We have one more. Councilman Gebhardt, who's been patiently waiting. I do apologize, Councilman Gebhardt, and the rest of the council. Bid 2022-385, design, print, and mail consumer confidence report. This is found on page 140, Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you, Chairman. The director did give me a little bit of information in the interlude there about this one, but I just recalled that we just, this one just came across our desk. This is one where there was an error from a previous someone running this and had to be reprinted, and I was just wanted to confirm with the director that my memory was correct and that the process is fixed going forward.
Yeah, that's correct. So this is it's mandated by the EPA and the DOH. It's going to be in the mail by July 1st every year. The first one that was done, I did when I took over as interim chief, was for 2019, and I mirrored it the way it was done before. The second year during COVID, I mirrored it again, and apparently somebody from the DOH read it, and it was not being done right. So they gave us a violation. We corrected it, but we have a mechanism in place with the DOH now. We're right in the process now of designing our brochure. They are going to approve it before we put this in the mail, so that does not happen again.
All right, that was my only question. Thank you for cleaning that up. Yeah. Much appreciated. Enjoy your evening.
All right, thank you very much.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Members of the public. I'm going to take a deep breath before I say this. That concludes the consent calendar for the bid package. If I may have a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 7:40. We'll move on quickly to the Finance Committee. If I may have a motion for the minutes on April 18th.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And PCR 53-22, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening. How are you?
Very well.
Mr. Dupuy.
How about yourself? So today we have two abatements for a total amount of $1,028.85. They're both motor vehicles, but I'll answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Neil. As usual, giving the house away. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you, Director. What does this dual assessment MV mean?
Okay, so there's a judge plate and a passenger plate on the same vehicle. The judge plate should be exempt, but it was not, so it got taxed twice.
Thank you for cleaning that up.
Thank you. Members of the committee, any other questions? Members of the council, Councilman Ricks.
A quick question for our city council solicitor. Sorry to spring this on you. If members of this council are licensed to practice law in this state, and if we do not have any cases in front of a particular judge, but who knows? It's always possible to have a case in front of a judge at some point in the future. Would it be a potential conflict of interest that those city council members should recuse themselves?
Thank you, Councilman. There's certainly a foreseeability issue that any member should consider as they make their ethics determinations. So from an abundance of caution standpoint, it could be well within a member of the bar's position to abstain from this and file or the appropriate recusal forms should they feel that the conflict is so foreseeable.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Is this abatement, this particular law that's being used for this license plate, it's already written into Rhode Island tax law, correct? It is identified. We're not just doing this because we want to.
No, my understanding that this is, and I'll refer to the director, my understanding it's one car has been taxed twice. So it's
correct. We actually tax based on the registration. In this case, it's similar to a antique vehicle. They can get two plates on the same vehicle for the same period of time.
Yep.
Just basically for display. And in that case, we usually pick up on them, but we didn't pick up on this plate and it got taxed twice.
Okay. So. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for my clarification as not a lawyer.
Absolutely.
Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Solicitor.
if I may, because this is part of the consent calendar, are there any members of the committee who are contemplating filing recusal forms such that we would want to assign it a PCR separate from the rest of the bid package?
I do not. You just asked members of the committee, correct?
The committee's, I believe, okay. No one's an attorney.
Yeah.
Councilman Ricks? I was just curious if you were proceeding with a recusal form on this such that we would need to give it a PCR, which you are
filling it out now. Thank
accordingly,
you.
So.
Solicitor Walsh, isn't it that so attorneys have to do it when there's a conflict, judges have to do it when there's a even a perception of it. I'm pretty sure the conflict issues one she has to worry about, unless Councilman Ricks has one case before her right now.
Yeah, well, it's hard for me to identify each particular member's workload and whether or not there's a particular case in controversy or the foreseeability of something going that way. I would, you know, provide caution if anyone would like to recuse accordingly because they sense that in their work it is foreseeable. But that's an independent decision for all members here that are members of the bar.
I'm just trying to play it through my head.
My recommendation is if you're questioning it, it may be well worth filing the form out of an abundance of caution.
I'm just trying to think on the feasibility of filing. Doesn't make sense in my head, but if your advice is to do so, I will.
I would recommend that there's no harm in recusing should there be a potential case.
Fair enough.
Thank you. So we have the documents ready for an amendment, as there will be a recusal. Are there any other questions for members of the council? I will just play it safe and go around again. And questions for members of the public? Okay. Solicitor, if you wouldn't mind walking us through. We have the numbers.
If we could please assign a PCR to reference number 1169 in the amount of $788.46 regarding the dual assessment of owner number 76573.
PCR 22. PCR 5722.
Hold on 1 minute.
Mr. Chair, which item are you assigning another PCR to?
Okay, so Councilman Ricks is, or whomever wishes, is playing, is being cautious. I apologize, I withdraw that last, I didn't mean that. Is being cautious, or I should have said playing it safe. And he is for reference 11691, that is the top of the paper. He is filling out a recusal form for that reference number in the amount of $788.46. So that'll be a separate PCR, now 57-22. And then, of course, we will have to amend the entire PCR 53-22 to the new amount of $240.39.
Thank you.
Thank you. Correct?
Yes. Perfect.
So now that I said that, from working with Solicitor Walsh this long, are there any questions from members of the Committee of Council? Any further questions from the Committee of Council? Public? Any questions from the public? Okay. May I have a motion to amend PCR 53-22?
Mr. Chair, if we want to take the PCR 5722.
We want to do that first? Yeah. I apologize. Motion withdrawn. New motion, a motion on PCR 57-22, formerly reference number 1169, in the amount of $788.46.
Second.
We have a motion, a favorable and a second. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have to move that? So that PCR is separate. Now there's only one item that remains on PCR 5322. So we can just announce that new take a motion on the remaining item on the abatement package.
It will not. It is not considered amended because the abatement total is different.
We can give the updated amount as part of the motion.
Okay. If I move, may I have a motion on PCR 53-22 resolution relative to abatements on the new amount of $240.39? I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye. Are there any further? Thank you, Solicitor. That the time is now 7:49. That concludes the Warwick Finance Committee. Thank you. Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask that we convene the Intergovernmental Committee next. There's a number of items on that, and I believe there are individuals here for that. So if we could convene the Intergovernmental Committee. Thank you.
It is now 7:52, and Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on April 18th, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
Favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the first order of business on the committee is PCR 47-22. Resolution to the General Assembly requests an amendment of the Warwick City Charter regarding appointment, approval, and service of department directors beginning January 2025. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Chairman. So our discussion at the previous council meeting about the term limits and the length of terms got me researching different city charters and how we compare to Providence, Cranston, and other cities in that regard. So one thing that I was noticing was that Providence and Cranston, both of which have terms of 4 years for their mayors, have provisions for approval or advice and consent for the mayor's selection of his or her directors and department heads. That's something that Warwick lacks, and it's not just Providence and Cranston that have these provisions. It's also the state of Rhode Island, Congress, and the president having those checks and balances with cabinet appointees, and many other states and cities and towns all across the country. So it seems to me to make sense that, especially if we are having a resolution suggesting 4-year terms for the mayor, it may make sense for us to have some checks and balances on the appointment of department heads and directors. I structured this proposal in a way that to prevent any disruptions, have the ability to have acting directors and department heads for at least 90 days, as Providence does. Similarly, as Providence and Cranston do, the mayor, whoever that may be in Warwick in the future, would have the ability to fire any department head or director at any time for any reason. And the terms would last the entirety of the elective term of the mayor. I had a brief email exchange with the mayor prior to docketing and drafting this item, and I did hear some concerns. And to make clear that this isn't about the current occupant of the mayor's seat, and it's also not about the election coming up, my concern here is the long-term structural balance of powers and checks and balances here in our city government. I am proposing that if passed, This provision did not take effect until the year 2025. So, regardless of who the mayor is next year, they would be serving a two-year term, and this would not apply to them. It would only apply in the year 2025, at which time it's possible that the term of mayor will have changed to a four-year term. I'd be happy to discuss any questions on this topic. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the committee? Any questions from the council president?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank the councilman for bringing this forward. I just want to give my position on these resolutions to the General Assembly trying to change the charter. I believe it's too late in the term at this time to be moving these forward. Charter changes are something that it's very difficult to do. There's a reason why we need to go to the General Assembly and then go to the voters. These things need time to be discussed and debated and have additional meetings on. So I am not getting into the merits of this particular one or any additional ones that are coming before us. I'm just going to state my position is I just think it's too late in the term at this time to be trying to move something like this forward, to get it to the General Assembly in their last month, to get it to the ballot. So that'll be my position on resolutions amending the city charter at this time. Again, not weighing in on the councilman's actual thing, but that's just my position on the timing right now. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the council? Any questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion? Okay. No motion. Does this die?
If there's no motion on behalf of the committee, it just stays.
Okay. The second order of business is PCR 48-22, a resolution requesting data and fiscal impacts of potential expansion of access to an increase in the values of tax exemptions for low-income, elderly, and or disabled homeowners. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Very briefly, I don't believe that the council solicitors, Mike, was working at for that comment at the very end. I couldn't hear what was said as to PCR 4722.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't hear the comment either. I didn't hear the comment on 4722 either.
We have an item before the committee, PCR 4722. There was no motion made by any committee member, so the item is essentially tabled in committee. It stays put there unless there's a recommendation or if they wanted to send without other comment. It's in committee at this time.
And by tabled, that would mean that the item can be revived at the next agenda, or what I need to, I'm blanking on the particular rule number, submit a request for it to be heard within a certain time frame in order to require that the city council take a vote.
There would be a number of options under the rules for your consideration. If, you know, for the purposes of examining it further, if the committee could send it with no recommendation to the full council. But at this time, the committee has not taken any action on the item. And per the rules, there's some options for you down the that would follow should the item not be acted upon. So that's a consideration for members of the committee as well as the council at large.
Thank you. That clears that up for me on that last item. On the current item, PCR 4822, requesting, I believe, phrased as a fiscal impact statement or a fiscal note. I'm introducing and advocating for this information because I have requested similar information, in some cases identical information, for, gosh, some of this information, oh, pardon me.
Was there a question, Councilman? I was trying to. So the point of order that was Councilman Riss had asked about what options there are when an item is held in committee. There are protocols in the rules that allow for items to be essentially forced towards a vote. If one's being unduly delayed. So if the committee would, you know, if there's an interest in addressing the issue this evening, there are options in the recommendations that the committee can consider should they wish to address it or other council members wish to play this out this evening.
And I would not necessarily object to the committee tabling my earlier item, PCR 4722, this evening, if the committee may wish to consider the item at the next city council meeting instead. And I do acknowledge that it is already late in the season to bring items to the General Assembly, which is why I made sure to docket it at last meeting and have this matter drafted in time for the meeting this evening.